Listen up, Sydney. Mick Molloy is back on Triple M, so buckle up. This is going to be one hell of a ride. Mick and MG in the morning.
Yes, hello, Sydney, and welcome to the Big Friday. We love a Friday here on the program. Big Friday edition of Mick and MG in the morning. Hello, team. How goes? Everyone happy?
Very happy. Fantastic, buddy.
Yes.
All right, plans for the weekend quickly. What are you doing, MG?
Not much. So I'm going to have a quiet one this weekend. The young bloke plays tonight. I'll go and watch him at Bluebet Stadium before first grade and then just kick back on the weekend.
All right. Sounds good. Kat, what were you up to?
I'm doing a cooking class on Sunday.
Oh,
good Lord. Yeah. Did not see that coming.
What type
of food?
It's seafood. So it's learning how to properly barbecue shrimp and barbecue octopus and prepare it. So I've never known how to do calamari rings.
If you need anyone to test on, I'm putting
there
my hand up. I'll be around. And Tash, what are you doing?
Just a bit of research on the weekend. Any developments in the UK?
Deep dive into some allegedlies.
Marty Shergold on the show today, Dr. Chris Brown on the show today, but as is the tradition, let's start with a bit of this.
Makita presents Humdinger. Makita XGT 40 volt max. It's power without limits.
Hey, cut out the humming in there.
Mick and MG's Humdinger.
Here we go, $800 on the line. This has been raging all week. I can't believe it's still alive on this Friday. Let's check in with Megan, see if she can't solve the puzzle. How are you, Megan?
I'm good, thanks, guys. How are you?
Great, Megan.
Oh, not too bad. Now, have you been listening to the segment, have you?
Every morning.
Every morning, and you'd be well aware of me humming up a storm. Do you think, don't say it, but do you think you have an insight into what it may be?
So this was instead of I Spy, me and my sisters used to play this all the time.
I think I've got it. Hang on.
Oh.
All right. Well, I'm going to give you one last chance to listen to it because you might want to change your mind, but you sound like maybe she should
confident.
Not be allowed to play because she's a professional.
Probably only at that.
Hang on. I've just got to remember what the...
Oh,
yeah, I got it. Here we go. Oh, that's not my best humming, but if you think you're onto it, you may well know. Megan,
over to you.
For $800, what was the tune I just hummed for you?
I think it's Bound for Glory by Angry Anderson.
Oh, do you? Now, you're certain. Well, do you want to lock that in?
Yes, please, Eddie.
You don't want to think about it. There's nothing else it might be that you just want to...
No.
You're pretty confident that's the song?
I've been listening all week, and I'm pretty confident that's it.
You're on me, you know, you're on me.
Woo! 800 fans, baby.
Hey, Makita, I've got that in your skyrocket right now. Off you go. For the weekend, how are you going to spend it?
Go on, you Megs.
Going to go out to you. Thank you, guys. Camden Show. I got Lou, you know, Luke, because I listen to him a little bit too.
Luke,
you know,
Bono,
yeah.
Yes.
And I got that one the other night, and my phone died. So I missed out on a Triple M T-shirt.
Don't come nosing around here. You've already got $800 off us.
$800.
No T-shirt for you. Okay, you can buy one with your $800. Okay, I'll tell you what. You can have a Mick and MG in the morning bum bag. What about that?
Oh, yeah. Thank you, guys. You have actually...
You can stuff your $800 in there. All right. We're talking over the top of each other. We're done.
Yep.
Thank you.
We start fresh Monday. Thanks to Makita, $200 on the line. The win page, triplem.com.au. It's...
Tick-tock, tick-tock. Checking the latest online. No. It's Mick Talk.
It's been a big week. Blah, blah, we're scouring all the platforms. You know what I'm talking about. Big week, we had the Oscars on. All the best films were outed.
Yep.
It's been won and run again. And during the week, I told you that I stayed home on my own on Tuesday night and watched Paddington 2.
The bombshell. You used the bombshell.
And I cried.
Yeah.
And we talked a little bit about Paddington 2, which is an excellent film. But while I've got you here, what films have made you cry? MG, what of a film that you burst into tears at?
I'm a real sucker for a sad movie. I cried. My first time I ever cried was the movie called The Champ with John Voight. He was a boxer. And I remember he died on when he got beaten with Ricky Schroeder, was his son. And that was the first movie. I cried at Charlotte's Web, to be honest, when I first saw that.
Well, what point was it?
When she gave birth and died.
Spoiler alert.
It's 40 years ago. Come on, if you haven't seen it by now.
Well, there you go. Kat, when did you cry? You're a hard shell of a woman.
I'm actually not only around you. I have a tough exterior. Everyone else. Yeah. No, Dumbo was a big one. I saw that on the plane.
Dumbo? Which version of Dumbo?
I think it was one of the originals when the kids are picking on him and his little ears go, it's just awful. Save the Last Dance. I cried in that.
I would have changed the ending to Dumbo, and I would have shot him and taken his tusks from.
You're a cruel man.
Ground them into a fine powder and used it to get horny.
Oh. Yeah, nice. Oh. I like your style.
That would have been a great alternative ending for Dumbo.
Oh, you ruined everything about my experience.
That's Dumbo too. Tash, what did you cry?
The Notebook.
Oh, The Notebook, my God.
I bawl to the point of, you know, when you can't breathe properly because you're crying so much.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Wow.
Yeah, what particular point? I cried when I realised I was in the cinema screening The Notebook. That's when I am. This is serious. I got a friend, right, whose girlfriend made him watch The Notebook. She didn't like the way he watched it, so she made him watch it again, and she watched him while he watched The Notebook.
That's a bit sick.
Mm. Watch it properly the first time.
Is that your takeaway, is it?
Yep, watch it properly the first time.
I mean, look, I like going to the strippers, but I don't make my girlfriend sit there and watch it with me, do I? What's that? I don't like the way you're watching Chardonnay. We're going to watch her dance again while I watch you watch her.
Chardonnay?
That's apparently a stripper name. Now, you know what? Girls are very good at this, getting men to go and see chick flicks and lying to them about it. Yeah. No. I know a girl who told her partner that Beaches was a documentary about fly fishing. That is horrific.
That's amazing.
That is not okay.
Wind Beneath My Wings was about an aeroplane, yeah.
And I also have another friend, a guy who's whose girlfriend said, do you want to go and see a Clint Eastwood film? And he goes, yeah. So off he goes to watch The Bridges of Madison County.
Oh, amazing. Oh, wow. So beautiful.
Oh, wow.
Well, she wasn't lying. Clint Eastwood is right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but it's a love story.
It's a beautiful
What's the last story. Clint Eastwood film we saw? What's the one where Ford, Gran Torino?
Gran Torino film.
Right, he's wearing high pants.
Yeah, he's wearing high pants.
He's getting around in high pants. It's like Dirty Harry high pants. Who wants to see Clint Eastwood getting around in wearing high pants? Some things should not be seen. Anyway, there's many ways women have made men go and see films. But anyway, Paddington 2, give it a look in. Thank you.